In the spring of 1845, I was visiting with the family of Elder Stockbridge Howland in Topsom, Maine. His daughter Frances, a close friend of mine, was sick with rheumatic fever. Several Adventist brothers and sisters met in the parlor of the big white colonial house to pray for her. Elder White was one of them.
How is Frances this morning, Brother Howland?
Not at all well, Ellen. She's in great pain. Her fingers and hands are so swollen you can hardly see the knuckles.
Do you have faith that your daughter can be healed by prayer?
I'll try to believe so, Elder White. Please, pray for my faith and my daughter's health.
All right. Lord, you know the tribulations of your daughter, Frances Howland. We trust you to relieve them as promised in John chapter 16, verse 24. Ask, and ye shall receive. We ask you, Father, in the name of your Son, to release Frances Howland from her affliction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Howland, do you now have faith that your daughter can be healed in answer to our prayers?
Yes, I do believe.
Is there a sister here who has the faith to go and take Sister Frances by the hand and bid her rise in the name of the Lord?
I'll go, and may the power of God raise her up.
Go on up then, Sister Curtis. Help my daughter if you can.
Who's there? It's so dark in this room.
It's me, Sister Curtis.
Oh, Sister, I'm in so much pain. I'm so discouraged. Sometimes I think I shall never be well again.
Give me your hand. Yes, that's it. Sister Frances, in the name of the Lord, arise and be whole.
Look at my hands. The swelling's disappeared. I feel stronger. Strong enough to get out of bed.
Then do so. The Lord Jesus is your strength. He will sustain you.
Oh, Father, it's so good to be able to come to the table and eat breakfast with everybody else.
It's a miracle, Frances, no doubt of that. You've been completely recovered since yesterday. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise Him.
God bless you, Frances. The Lord truly keeps His promises. For worship this morning, I'll read from the 5th chapter of James. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it.
It's me, the doctor. Go on with your worship. I'll just go up and see how Frances is doing this morning.
Father, he's looking for me.
We'll just continue. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church.
Where's Frances? She's too sick to be moved.
I'm right here, doctor.
So, Frances is better.
The Lord has healed her.
Yes. For James says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up.
The next day, Frances rode 3 miles, and in spite of the cold spring rain, she suffered no injury. A few days later, she was baptized. From then on, she was free of disease. But our troubles with sickness were not over.
Sister Ellen, Brother Howland here has just had some bad news. Brother William Hyde is near death with dysentery.
William Hyde? Isn't he the Adventist who turned from the truth?
Yes, he's come under the influence of some fanatics, spiritualizers. Does that mean you won't...
Of course not. We'll go pray for him. I'll go hitch up the horse, be ready to travel in 10 minutes.
Hello, Brother Howland. It was good of you to come see me. My friends are taking care of me.
William, I don't like seeing you like this. Let us take you away from these so-called friends to a place where we can nurse you back to health.
You're taking him nowhere. We, the true and only temples of Jesus, will care for our brother.
Spiritualizers!
You're doing this man more harm than good with your ravings.
We know about you and your false visions, Ellen Harmon. Jesus entered into us on October 22nd, and now he's in our brother William.
You're wrong. So wrong.
You can do no wrong. We will cure Brother Hyde. He'll stay with us.
Brother Hyde, in the name of the Lord, have the strength and courage to desert these fanatics and come with us.
Yes. I hear Jesus in your voice, young man. I'll leave with you.
Stop him, Clyde. Don't let them take Brother William.
Hold up there! I won't let you take that man away from here!
Come on. Let's just get you bundled in blankets and drive you to Brother Patton's home. He's a believer who lives about 4 miles from here.
William, can you hear me? You're going to get well, my friend. Our Lord will cure you. Do you believe that?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Jesus. I believe. I've been unfit. I followed false beliefs. Now I throw them aside. Forgive me, Lord. Come back to me, Jesus.
Let us in! We demand to see Brother Hyde!
We want to take him back with us!
You shouldn't have taken him away! William! Don't let them mislead you! The Lord is in you! Right there in your chest!
You are Jesus! The Spirit is in you! In us!
I'll take care of that. You two take care of Brother Hyde. I thought I told you people to stay away from Brother Hyde. This is a private residence. You have no right to enter uninvited, and you are not invited.
Once the fanatics were gone, progress was amazingly fast. I've seldom known such reaching out to claim the promises of God. Power from on high rested upon all those present.
Well, Sister Harmon, dinner's almost ready. How's Brother Hyde getting on?
He seems much better since he accepted the truth in the Lord, Sister Patton. My, that's a lot of food you're putting on the table.
When you work a farm as hard and as well as my husband does, you must eat abundantly.
Well, here are the menfolk. And they look ready to eat all of it.
I overheard what you said, Sister Patton. I'm a farmer by birth, and I certainly agree that work is hard.
Look who we have with us, sisters.
Why, Brother Hyde, you look rested and strong. Are you well?
Sister Ellen, if I were well, I should partake of this food. And as I believe God has healed me, I shall carry out my faith. Where do you want me to sit, Sister Patton?
Brother Hyde sat down with the rest of us and ate heartily of the huge farm dinner without injury. His recovery was complete and permanent. Now my work seemed done in Topsom. I said goodbye to my friends and returned home to Portland.
How did the work go in Topsom?
We had an ugly run-in with some fanatics while we were working with Brother Hyde.
Oh, Ellen, what happened?
It wasn't as bad as it could have been. Brother James took care of them in short order.
Brother James? Not Brother White? Your friendship seems to be growing.
Mother! How you do carry on!
Well, we could use a strong young champion of the truth in Portland nowadays. Fanaticism is rife here, too. People you'd never expect to be taken in by that rubbish.
But surely most of the true believers are still with us. Just last January, a large number of people still looked for the Lord's coming. Maybe by this fall.
Much has changed here in Portland. Many of those you could trust in January, you can't trust now. Well, let's change the subject. Are you planning any trips this summer?
I've been called to visit New Hampshire.
Will Sarah Jordan go with you again?
No, but Louisa Foss has agreed to go with me. So will Brother Ralph Haskins and Elder and Mrs. Files. Brother James will drive.
It's a heavy responsibility you bear in these troubled times.
I trembled for the church that was subjected to this spirit of fanaticism, and my heart ached for God's people. The thing that hurt most was that good friends had joined the spiritualizers. Among them was Joseph Turner.